This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Nikki Haley's campaign for the Republican presidential nomination says it is going ahead full steam, despite what happened in Nevada's GOP primary yesterday.
None of the above.
None of the above. That's how Las Vegas resident Kurt Maurer and the majority of Nevada Republican voters cast their ballots in Tuesday's Nevada primary, which is symbolic and doesn't award any delegates needed to win the GOP nomination. Maurer explains why he voted none of the above.
I know who I'm going to vote for. I'm voting for Trump.
Former President Donald Trump was not on the ballot in Tuesday's primary, but instead is focusing on Thursday's caucuses. Maurer says he'll be there. For the Nevada Democrats, President Joe Biden won their primary. I'm Donna Water.
That record-breaking storm is slowly moving out of Southern California, but authorities are warning of the threat of landslides. The AP's Jennifer King with what the Los Angeles mayor has told KABC-TV in Los Angeles about the severe weather.
Days of historic downpours dumped more than a foot of rain on Southern California, leaving soaked hillsides that can't hold any more water.
Though the rain is easing up, we cannot drop our guard.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
Our hillsides are already saturated, so even not very heavy rains could still lead to additional mudslides.
The storm is moving out with a few more inches of rain forecast for today. I'm Jennifer King.
Today, Florida's Attorney General is expected to ask the state Supreme Court to keep an abortion rights measure off November's ballot, saying it misleads voters and could be used to expand abortion rights in the future. Proponents say the language is clear and the attorney general is playing politics. The effort by House Republicans to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over border security issues failed last night. This is AP News. Now to guns in schools.
Nebraska's Education Committee is considering a bill that would allow teachers and other school staff to be armed in the hopes of deterring school shootings. Nebraska State Senator Tom Brewer's bill is made up of three parts. It would give local school boards the ability to allow off-duty law enforcement to carry guns onto school property. Districts could also create detailed maps of school grounds and buildings that local law enforcement could use in the event of a shooting. And it would also allow for teachers or other school staff to be armed as long as they took gun handling and safety training. The Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence says at least 32 states have laws allowing teachers or other school staff to be armed during school hours. That includes all of Nebraska's neighboring states, including Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, Colorado, Wyoming, and South Dakota. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.